Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone has a book inside of them, but few actually publish one, let alone two or three. But what is it like for four women to set a goal and publish a book together? Fun, frenetic, and frightening at the same time. That's a good way to describe the journey that Michelle Portia, Deborah Gould, Nancy Lewis, and I had in crafting our book, Real Women, Real Issues, Positive Collaborations for Business Success. And Michelle and Deborah joined me on today's show to discuss the value of collaborative partnerships in an ever-changing and competitive world. The book is more than a business book. It explores the intersection of friendship, faith, and collaboration between African-American women who dare to dream. From meeting each other about 15 years ago at the National Speakers Association National Conference to forming a mastermind group, the Ebony Speakers, in 2007, we've shared our joys and tragedies with each other and now in our new book. Listen to this interview and share it with others who dare to dream. It demonstrates how women who live in different parts of the United States can support each other, outreach to the marketplace, and achieve personal and professional success. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. I'm so glad that you joined us today. It is not snowing here in Boston. We certainly give a big shout out to the now retiring mayor of 20 years here in Boston, Thomas Menino. He is announcing today that after 20 years of service to the city of Boston, he will not be running for re-election. And I can tell you he's been an excellent mayor. Yes, things have not always gone perfectly well, but to major and to lead a city through lots of trials and tribulations and economic issues and political woes, he has done an outstanding job, and I congratulate Mayor Thomas Menino for the job that he's done. He's also been a real friend to diversity, and that's very important to me, and I hope that his successor will also focus on the issues but do it in a multicultural mindset. So again, congratulations to Thomas Menino. Later this afternoon, he is going to announce that he will not run for re-election. We are on the eve of Resurrection Sunday here all over the world, where Christians will celebrate the birth and the death and then the rising from the tomb of Jesus Christ. So we certainly wish our hearty, warm wishes to Christians everywhere. This is Easter weekend. Maundy Thursday is today. Good Friday is tomorrow, and Easter Sunday on Sunday morning. And for our Jewish friends, they are in the midst of Passover. It started earlier this week, and it will go until April 2nd. And so for all of our friends around the world who are Jewish and celebrating Passover, hearty, well, warm wishes to you as well. I want to read a quote before we have our guests, my friends, who are going to be on the show today. This is a quote that refers back to our show 2 weeks ago on the suffrage march that was demonstrated and reenacted by Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. You can actually go to cspan.org/history, and the reenactment is there now. It was a really nice piece that was done on the last weekend on C-SPAN, but the actual reenacted march took place on March 3rd, and I was there in Washington, D.C., just a wonderful, wonderful tribute to all those women who marched in the suffrage march back in 1913 so that we could all have the right to vote. This is the social action chair for the Springfield Alumni Chapter of Delta. She was actually at the march, and she made these comments. The women's suffrage march was an epic experience. Sorors from around the world and other women's organizations came together to retrace the steps of our founders. In 1913, Deltas were the minority during the suffrage march, and this year in 2013, we're definitely the majority. I am proud to be a member of DST and to the day voters' rights continue to be on our agenda to get people of color to vote and advocates for Voters' Rights. And that's Joycelyn Cash. She's a social worker in the Springfield, Massachusetts area and attended that event. We're going to talk more and more about voting. There's a lot going on now. We know that the Supreme Court has heard two cases revolving around DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. We'll be talking about that going forward, all having to do with diversity, multiculturalism, and inclusion, and empowerment as well. But speaking of empowerment, I am very happy glad, to bring on two friends who I've known for well over 15 years. They are in the trenches working, and I really look at all of us, all four of us. Nancy Lewis cannot attend today because she's working. She's actually speaking. She's based in Atlanta, but the other two women are here. We're actually examples of real working entrepreneurs who are out there every day getting the business, bringing the business in, doing things that we need to do to help our families and push our businesses forward. And we've done so now by collaborating, by writing our book together, Real Women, Real Issues, Positive Collaborations for Business Success. The book is selling very well, and we hope that you'll pick up a copy. From Trumbull, Connecticut, we have Michelle Portia. Good morning, or I should say good afternoon, Michelle. Glad to have you on the show.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be on board.
Great. And from New Orleans, Louisiana, a little bit under the weather today. Her voice may not be quite 100%, but she's here definitely. Otherwise, Deborah Gould, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carol. Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
Glad to have both of you ladies on the show, and I know Deborah had a big weekend. Deborah's an AKA. We talk about collaboration. Three of us are Deltas, and one is an AKA, two different sororities, but we definitely are friends, and Deborah had a big regional conference last week in New Orleans with the AKAs, over 3,000 attendees, and she's been zapped ever since because she worked really hard last weekend. I hope things went well, Deborah.
It was excellent, and thank you for that shout-out, Carol.
Great, very good. Well, we've done it. We've actually written a book. There are a lot of people, and more I hear about people who want to write a book. They're thinking about writing a book. They have a manuscript that they've edited 50,000 times and all those things, but we actually finally got it all together and wrote this book, Real Women, Real Issues, Positive Collaboration for Business Success. Michelle, tell our audience what this book is about and why it is significant for all people.
Well, it covers a few topics, but it's really about women coming together and promoting their businesses and being able to just get what they do out there for everyone to benefit from.
Great point. And tell us about your business and what you've been doing for the last 15-plus years or so.
Inner Dimensions LLC helps people to live their best life and to bring what's inside out, thus the name Inner Dimensions. And it's really about being able to interact with anybody at any level at any time. And it's for businesses, associations. I'm also a life coach, so I work with people who are in transition a lot or who are trying to just find their place as to what it is that they want to do, and really helping to build our future with our young people by helping them to develop to be really good, strong leaders, but also strong followers.
That's so very important. Tell us how you covered your experience and how you work with your customers and your clients around the United States. How was that covered in your chapter of our book?
Well, in my chapter, I talk about making the most of your transition and also having a balance in your life. So no matter where you are, if you're an entrepreneur, solopreneur, if you're working in a company, if you're in education, regardless of what you're doing, things are changing. And at some point in your life, you're always going to be going through some type of change or transition. And so it's about how to look at that transition. I talk about looking at transition as an opportunity and looking at the possibilities rather than gloom and doom, and looking at how you can capitalize on those things. At the same time, because we are doing so much and we have so many roles, we also need to take time for ourselves. And people are really not good at doing that, especially women. They always say they'll get to themselves afterwards. And so I really talk about the importance of being able to take time for you to do what you need to do, then you're better able to help others. It's like, you know, the cliche, but it says it so well when you're on the airplane. Put your mask on first and then help others. And so when we take time for ourselves, when we take time to replenish, to rejuvenate, then we can move forward with more energy and more clarity.
So true. So very true. Deborah Gould, tell us about your business, first of all.
Well, Deborah Gould & Associates Incorporated is a management consulting and training firm that we offer our training services to commercial and government clients globally. And most of my focus is on project management, leadership, diversity, and business analytical skills. So I've been fortunate from the 8A program to SBA, where I've been in the market a lot of my services in the federal marketplace, and I've had a great deal of success as well in the corporate arena, as well as a certified woman-owned business and minority-owned business. Those are just certification that is just a leverage, but it doesn't guarantee the opportunity. You have to really build a relationship with both sectors, whether it's in the government or with private industry.
Right. And I should say, in the past, I mean, you've done a lot of government work, and you've won some very large contracts, too. So that could be a whole different show in terms of working with the government and how to build relationships so that you can bring in the kind of business that can be sustainable going forward. But tell us about the chapter in our book, Deborah, your chapter.
Well, in our book, Real Women, Real Issues, Positive Collaboration for Business Success, my chapter title is You've Got What It Takes to Build a Business. And what I try to share with our readers, men and women, no matter what age or ethnicity, this business guide, this book, speaks about relationship economics. It starts with the relationship. Someone is not going to sign a $5,000, $25,000, or $100,000 contract unless there's some opportunity where you're building on that relationship. Networking is a good arena, but from there it's about the business development, letting that client know how much you care about them before you start asking for the business. So I walk our reader through really understanding the importance of relationship is an art. And when people see that you really care and go in the extra mile, it begins to develop. They will make the introduction. Even if you do not know that particular VP or that particular buying department in our profession, in the speaking arena, we generally market a lot of our services to Human Resources, EEO, the Office of Diversity. And most times we may not know that buying department specifically, but given the opportunity at a networking, you may connect with, like, connecting the dots. Someone will say, I'll be more than happy to introduce you. And networking is a give and take. You have to also be willing to give. And so I walk our readers through understanding the importance of building that relationship. Once you establish it, go the extra mile to do little things, as such. If you're at a network and you're having a conversation, then maybe this is certain articles. A lot of CEOs, for example, are coming out of their big offices and really working in a circular type environment with the employees. And so if I'm reading something in Wall Street and I come across something similar, I may cut the article out, send it to that potential client.
I'm beyond that, building a relationship. Right. That's great. We're talking to Deborah Gould and Deborah Gould from New Orleans and Nancy and Michelle Portia from Trumbull, Connecticut. These are my colleagues. We are part of the Ebony Speakers, and we're talking about our new book, Real Women, Real Issues: Positive Collaboration for Business Success. Want to let our listeners know that Nancy Lewis could not join us today because she is busy working. She's speaking. She's based in Atlanta. And like us, is also involved in the speaking, training, and consulting business. She is a certified minority business owner and works, again, around the country. And she conducts keynote seminars on customer service, leadership, diversity, human resources, and personal enrichment. I've been in business for 26 years with C. Thomas & Associates. And my focus area as it relates to speaking and training is on multiculturalism, diversity, empowerment, and leadership issues. I've probably spoken at most of the major conferences that have these diversity components to it or have a diversity conference component. I've worked with companies around the United States and worked in six different countries outside of the United States. Work with large and small companies, have a real affection for nonprofit organizations because there are so many of them here in the greater Boston area. And in my chapter of the book, I'm talking about, again, much of what has been talked about that Michelle and Deborah have mentioned. Real women speak out about being in business. And I give people a sense of the opportunities that are out there. There's 7 million women-owned businesses in the United States, and we are definitely proud to be part of that. But there are things that you can do in terms of leveraging your relationships and working with people in your respective geographic areas. Don't ignore your friends and your family members. They can bring business your way. They can be real advocates for you as well. And the kind of relationships that we have, I think, are very important, particularly nowadays when an opportunity can come about where you can start a business. But to sustain yourself in business, Nancy, 24 years, certainly Deborah, about the same length of time, Nancy as well, Michelle as well, and I, the sustainability means that you need to collaborate with people either in your own field or across the lines of discipline so that you can have someone to talk to, you can have someone to encourage, and there are opportunities where business can come about where it's too much business for your firm to handle. You need other partners and experts in the field who can help you in business. Collaboration, I think, is important, and there are companies now and organizations who admire businesses who collaborate with each other. So we talk about that in this book, and we give you suggestions and tips and encouragement as well. And it's not just all about business. I talk about the death of my son in this book and how I lived through that, talk a little bit about my own family background. So we do have some personal information that can also be important for you. For those of you who are very interested in this topic, we'd love for you to go to our website. And that is ebonyspeakers.com, www.ebonyspeakers.com, and you'll learn more about us as well. And from that website, you'll also be taken to our respective individual websites that will give you even more details about who we are as women, who we are as businesswomen, and what our future is like. Michelle, what is it like? None of us have had an easy road. We've all had tough times. We are enduring tough times. What keeps you going and keeps you motivated as a woman, as a business owner, and someone who really wants to make a difference? Michelle Portia.
My passion is one of the things that keeps me going. I believe that this is my purpose on earth, you know, why I'm here. So I have a passion around helping people and doing what I do in my business. It's also my faith. My faith keeps me strong, you know, believing that things are going to work out the way that they are designed to do, that I will be given all that I need in order to make a difference. And so my passion and my faith and just the desire to make a difference. From a statistical perspective, it's been shown that even though we're in a recession, women-owned businesses and entrepreneur or solo businesses are impacting the economy in a positive way. So even though there have been a lot of times when I've struggled and a lot of times when I've wondered, am I doing the right thing? I'm still driven and passionate about what it is that I do. And the other part is it's about being open and flexible to opportunities.
Right. Great point. Great. Very good point. Very good point. Deborah, what about you? What keeps you going, particularly when days are not as rosy as you would like them to be?
You ladies have often heard me say, I made the choice, and I left a corporate job and an employment opportunity and decided to take a fake walk in the contracting opportunity world. And there's been struggles and there's been challenges, but I feel like this is my mission, to be able to empower women. And I think back to my early childhood and some of my recreational activities where there was folks who were reference points in my life who helped shape, cultivate, and nurture me to be the powerful woman that I am. And so it's like, for me, it's passing the baton. Now it's my turn to pour a blessing, to pour energy and enthusiasm into our younger generation. So for me, yes, there's been some challenging times. I have to count every 30 days to make it as a thriving and surviving woman. I know I'm on course. I'm staying the course. And I also know that I am beyond surviving. I am thriving to be an excellent role model for other women and young entrepreneurs as well as veteran entrepreneurs. To say,
I have a lot of respect for you, Deborah, because I know you work really hard and you really push us too. You pushed us to get this book finished. Tell us very quickly the process that you follow, because we're going to have people who are in our chat room right now and those who are going to download the show. And very quickly, share with us your writing process, how you got from writing the first word in the chapter that you have created in our book right down to the execution of the book itself and publishing the book. Very quickly, Deborah, how did that happen for you?
Well, Carol, you often like to tease me by being the taskmaster of the four of us. And for me, it's a creative writing style of very early in the morning, writing down my every thought, paper and pen, and then translating it into on my laptop. And from that stage, really setting up a timeline. If once I decide and I have the inspiration to do this book, I write a timeline schedule for myself. All of the processes in terms of from planning, designing, monitoring what it is that each of us has to do to create this masterpiece, from the execution of getting it to the publisher. So first I have to see the end results in mind, that we are going to create this book, whether it's going to be in 90 days, 18 months, or 36 months. It is going to happen. And sometimes we're a little loving, nudging. When you collaborate with others, we're on a different time schedule. You have to just keep reminding each other that we have a purpose for delivering this masterpiece. So for me, I commit to writing perhaps maybe an hour every day. And then defining from the first sentence or paragraph, making that commitment every day, especially if other people are holding me to that commitment. For me to have the integrity, I make that kind of commitment daily to write something, if it's a paragraph or two pages. But it's an everyday discipline and staying focused, whether it's handwritten, and then I have to compose it onto my laptop.
And I can attest that Deborah is consummate with that. Talk about project management skills. She has really, really good project management skills. Michelle, what about you? How was the writing process for you?
I'm kind of methodical in that I write down the outline or thoughts that I wanted to have, and then I try to schedule times to work on the chapter. And just kind of, I'm still a handwritten person, so I write out everything by hand first and then on the computer, and then just, you know, keep working at it and then learning to let it go, because it's never finally the way I want it.
Good point, good point. For me, I years ago used to write everything out and then, as Deborah and Michelle have said, transfer everything to the computer. But I've learned how to do everything on the computer. So, and I don't have a set time where I write. I write when I have time, obviously, when the spirit hits me. Clearly early in the morning is a great time to write. But I've learned how to write out of my office. I go to places like Panera's, and I write there because the mood and the atmosphere stimulates me. I sometimes go to the library and write. I write in my car just because I have a laptop and I have a minivan, and if I'm waiting to go to a meeting or whatever, I can write there. So I write on airplanes and definitely on trains when I'm traveling from Boston down to Washington, D.C. So it's not a matter of finding the right time for me. I find the opportunity and certainly use this laptop and take it everywhere. As I'm now broadcasting this show on this very laptop, I've now written 3 books on this laptop. We then processed the information, we edited our sections, pulled it all together, hired someone to actually do the layout of the book, and then went to press. We self-published. We worked with King Printing, wonderful organization here in Lowell, Massachusetts. Tom Campbell, big shout-out to him. We actually worked with them. They are professional book printers. That's all they do is print books. So we did that, and we were set to go around the middle of February. The book has sold very well, and, again, you can go to ebonyspeakers.com and learn how you can purchase a copy of the book from our respective websites, and we will be reprinting the book very shortly. So in closing, ladies, would you like to share closing thoughts with us about the book, about your business? But why don't you also give just very quickly a tip or suggestion for those who are listening live to us. Deborah, start us off.
Did you say Deborah?
Deborah?
Carol?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I did. Uh-huh.
Well, my tip for the person, your listening audience, who have the aspiration to write a book, I would say that there's a book in everyone. If you've been around the block a few times in life's everyday challenges, there is a book inside. So I want to inspire people to write that book. I would say, as it relates to the business, if you're interested in becoming an entrepreneur, go to some of your local universities and economic development department, and they will work with you in terms of developing your business plan. And whether you're a startup or running a successful business, there's always things we can learn in terms of building relationships with our banking industry, because cash flow and having working capital is so key. So before you quit that day job to become an entrepreneur, do some of the necessary work, like getting a line of credit 2 years out before you leave your professional job. Build a relationship with a banking institution. Learn to use other people's money so that as you grow your business, you have that line of credit and that relationship right. with a bank so that you can take on bigger projects. As Carol right. mentioned, the importance of joint ventures and teaming agreement and teaming partnering with others so you can take on a larger project. So no matter what your interest in profession, mm-hmm. if you would like to become an entrepreneur, just know that small businesses is the cornerstone that is making the United States of America work.
So true. That is so true. Thank you, Deborah. And I know you're struggling with that cold, and I appreciate those wonderful comments. Michelle, very quickly, what about your thoughts and message to our listeners?
Keep your spark and your passion. Get in a mastermind group and have a good support system, because sometimes you're your only cheerleader, but it's good to have people around you who can give you honest and loving feedback.
So very true. Michelle Portia from Trumbull, Connecticut. Deborah Gould, who is under the weather but still with us today from New Orleans. And we're big shout-out to Nancy Lewis, our friend and colleague in Atlanta. She's working today. We are the Ebony Speakers. You can go to ebonyspeakers.com, learn more about us. And we thank you for listening to the show and hearing about our book, Real Women, Real Issues, Positive Collaborations for Business Success. Happy Passover. Happy Easter to all of our friends. We'll be back next week with another show live. Thank you so much. This is Carol Copeland-Thomas signing off. Have a great weekend.